Chapter 3. Hope in Natural Disaster. A tornado or fire or tsunami could do it. What happens next, and will we get through it? While growing up, I always found natural disasters to be riveting. Because I had never lived through a large-scale natural disaster, they fascinated me. I read every book, did every report, and watched every documentary or movie about one. One of my favorite pastimes was watching Storm Chasers or other similar shows on the Weather Channel. This is not a joke, y'all. My favorite movie was Twister for about 3 years. You know, that one with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, where she chases tornadoes for a living because she lived through one when she was little, but it killed her dad, so she's trying to figure out how they work. They want to put all the fancy little soda can sensors up inside the tornado, but to do that, they have to drive their truck right into the middle of it. They end up holding onto a pipe in a shed and hiding in a storm drain to survive. I was 6 when it came out, you guys. 6. I pretty much watched it every day for a year. My poor mom. Still to this day, I will watch it if it comes on television or if I see it on Netflix. I have lived in Florida all my life, so storms are nothing new to me. I was actually born during hurricane season. That's right, I live in an area that has a season for natural disasters. Because of that, I have always felt very detached from the term natural disaster. Here in Florida, we have so many storms and hurricanes that it's as much natural as it is disaster. Ask any long-term Florida resident if they are afraid of hurricanes, and more often than not, you'll be met with a no and receive an invitation to a hurricane party. We get excited for school or work to close, we board up our windows, and to invite friends over to sleep in tents in the living room, taking turns refilling the toilets with buckets of rainwater. I have lived through countless hurricanes, even some really bad ones. One year, a tornado formed and ripped the roof right off our trailer. But I felt no personal loss from these storms, nor did I even recognize them as destructive. To me, they were mostly inconvenient. This was true up until I was almost 15. But that all changed during the hurricane season in 2005. Hurricane Katrina. Just 3 months shy of my 15th birthday, on August 29, 2005, one of the largest and strongest hurricanes ever recorded in the United States made landfall over southeast Louisiana. While we sat at home in Florida receiving the normal inconvenient rain and gusts of wind, people all over Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama were losing everything they had. Florida has seen some destructive hurricanes, but I had never seen anything like Hurricane Katrina. We watched, helpless, as levee after levee gave way and entire cities flooded with enough water to pull homes off concrete slabs and submerge city buildings entirely. The levees that protected these coastal cities were designed to stop surges and flooding caused by a Category 3 hurricane. Katrina had peaked at a Category 5 soon before it made landfall. There was nothing anyone could do but watch and wait. I don't know if it was because we had family in Mississippi, because New Orleans was only a 7-hour drive from my home, or because this was the first time I had ever seen death on such a large scale so close to home, but this particular storm felt real and memorable to me.